Blog Talk Radio.
This presentation is brought to you by Jewel Publications, a subsidiary of the House of Jewels. Welcome to the Science of Melanology, presented by Dr. Jewel Pookrum, MD, microbiologist, preventative medicine, and hygiene physician, and Dr. Timothy Owens Moore, biomedical researcher, psychological psychologist, and professor. The House of Jewels is committed to teaching you information about the science of life and living. For additional information, books, MP3s, natural time calendars, and to register for the balancing program, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Any unauthorized use or duplication of this material is strictly prohibited. Thank you and enjoy your presentation.
Greetings and good evening. Welcome to the Melanology Show. Your host, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, will be on with us very shortly. You are currently listening to The Engineer. My name is Maurice. And for the next 1 hour and 29 minutes, you are going to receive an amazing amount of information about such a pertinent part of our existence as an entire portion of humanity, and that is the melanin biopolymer. And this biopolymer is an essential aspect to the existence of everyone, regardless of if you consider yourself to be a light or a dark complected individual, regardless of cultural background or the misnomers of race. So this is really going to be an amazing show tonight, and it is brought to you in part by OrganoGold, makers of fine coffee and tea products that have been infused with the Ganoderma extract, which helps to provide amazing antioxidant as well as immune system benefits, all in an amazing drink. So with that being said, just sit back for a moment, relax, and we'll be right back right now with Dr. Jewel Pookrum. Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? How's everyone?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay, well, welcome, everyone. This is the Melanology Hour, and I am Dr. Jewel, and welcome to the Jewel Network. We are discussing some very, very interesting things today, and we have some wonderful news for the world, and I'm just really, really excited about it. It's so interesting. I have spent a lot of time working on my own brain and working on my own electromagnetic field, and I find that it's just so unique that I am constantly having interference with the technology. And so, you know, this is something that I'm journaling about because we don't have much scientific research to really explain what happens when individuals are now able to modulate different frequencies of energy and how that interacts with the present technology. So we've been talking about so many things in regards to melanin over the last month, and we finally have moved to a very strategic point with the show. Maybe some of you have said, well, I think I know enough about melanin. It's really not important. I've made peace with the amount I have, and why can't we talk about something else? Well, again, you know, whether the attitude is indifferent or still the concept and the thought of melanin brings up discomfort, as I have said continuously throughout the series of the show, is that every human being is melanin dependent. All of us must have enough melanin that covers our chromosomes, our genes, and is present in the nucleus of all of our cells to be able to have a physical body that is viable, that is, that it can live in this environment on planet Earth. Now, obviously, we recognize that individuals who seem to have a very, very small amount of melanin, these would be individuals who are suffering from vitiligo or albinism, have some functional limitations, especially in the muscular system and the central nervous system. Enzyme production, et cetera, may be sluggish. Some enzymes may not be present, but the point is they are alive. They have enough melanin, and they are alive, which means then that they have history, they have future. That's right, future information stored in the genes, in the DNA, where if they are educated to be able to use the appropriate areas of the brain to begin to communicate with their own genetic heritage, or what we call the genome, they will and are able to activate and enhance the activity of any particular tissue needed in the body to increase its performance, to enhance their longevity. This can be done. No one is born with a limitation where they cannot change any condition they choose to. This is very important. And this work will come to pass as becoming a standard of our consciousness. This is what's so great about the 21st century. Every individual that may be born with a birth defect, missing limbs, organs that may not be fully developed, etc., we will be able to assist these individuals to literally complete the development of these areas of the body. Now, there are scientists who are diligently working to be able to identify what these substances are that may be needed, as well as tools that will act as catalysts or enhancers to human tissue to cause it to continue to develop. But the key here that is so critical is that every human being able to survive, to be viable in this dimension on this planet, has within them the capacity to activate the appropriate controlling gene for that tissue and be able to turn it on or to increase its performance so that tissue regeneration can happen spontaneously and intrinsically. Intrinsic means from within. This is very important to understand. So we appreciate the scientists for moving forward with their research to identify these substances and the tools needed. However, each individual has these capacities already in their DNA. And you must never, ever forget that you have the capacity within yourself, within every cell, to change your present condition. You always have this. Now, I'm telling you this because we are moving into the 21st century. This century has promised us an infusion of a tremendous amount of energy, much, much more intense energy we will be receiving from the standard electromagnetic spectrum, which is what most people call light. So visible light, which is what we're used to referring to as light, is far more extensive than just the VS, the visual spectrum. People will have to begin to understand that X-ray is a form of light, that gamma rays are a form of light, cosmic rays are a form of light, ultraviolet rays are a form or a segment, a wavelength of the electromagnetic spectrum. And so this whole perception that we have about ourselves, that we're only supposed to be tolerant of the visual spectrum, which is a very small band of wavelengths of light particles relative to the huge, much larger electromagnetic spectrum. We have now grown to accept TV waves. You know, prior to 1950, TV waves were just still almost fantastic, mystical. But during the 20s and the 30s, it was acceptable to recognize that we had radio. Radio waves are part of the electromagnetic spectrum. So the brain had been cultivated and nurtured to the extent that the neurons that were capable of processing radio waves were functioning throughout the entire population. And as the brain began to mature and advance, the neurons began to grow out and reach out to connect to other segments of the brain, we finally now were able to perceive TV waves. It's also a form and a part of the electromagnetic spectrum. We then continued to allow our brains to communicate, connect to each other, the neurons reaching out, growing into other segments of the brain. And now we've accepted laser. Here we have microwave. So when people are cooking with the microwaves, I remember when they came out in the 70s, everybody thought it was great to be able to have a microwave appliance added to their kitchen. Most people did not recognize that all of these different technologies are a recognition that the collective brain has developed. The neurons have grown to the extent that the neuron, a cell composition of the brain, is capable of processing this frequency of the electromagnetic spectrum. This is what we have observed over the last 50 years. The brain has grown, the neurons have reached out and communicated, bonded with other parts of the brain that are able to resonate with these different frequencies of our electromagnetic spectrum. Now, as we move into the 21st century, we're moving deeper into this energy band known as the Van Allen Belt. Planet Earth is shifting its axis. We are now going to be asked to increase our toleration of much, much more of the electromagnetic spectrum, as well as the frequencies that we already are aware of and interact with. So the band of TV waves have changed. I mean, now we have HD, high density, and, you know, 3D, and we have also, what are they saying? They're telling us that in the wavelength of TV waves, there are different modulations, frequencies within this large wavelength band, and we have actually grown our brain to be able to perceive and interact with these more subtle frequencies in this large wavelength of light known as TV. The same for radio. We have both radio now, and there's a different modulation to the radio frequency that particular instrument can emit. You know, we have all kinds of different modulators now to help us interact with all the different frequencies within the large wavelength band of light called radio. Now, I'm bringing this information to you about the electromagnetic spectrum because all of the light spectrum is modulated in your cells through the melanin biopolymer. And so it's so interesting. Last week we talked about the fact that all of these antioxidants and carotenoids and the lycopenes and the pterenoids, et cetera, are all components of the huge biopolymer melanin. So when we think about why we should eat blackberries and blueberries and tomatoes and pomegranates and raspberries and strawberries and yellow fruits and orange vegetables, red vegetables, chlorophyll, you're actually augmenting all of these different components of the melanin biopolymer. That's very important to understand. So as long as the melanin biopolymer is healthy, because it modulates and it actually conducts and controls the enzyme activity of the body, protein synthesis, carbohydrate synthesis, carbohydrate utilization, enzyme production, you will remain healthy. Melanin is the first modulator of the immune system. So obviously, if we make sure that the melanin is healthy, our immune system is going to work properly. So that is why taking vitamin C and the carotenoids, the isopentane, the lycopene, the chlorophyll, all of these are part of the melanin biopolymer, and making sure that these components of the melanin biopolymer are healthy. Melanin is healthy, and then melanin can orchestrate, modulate, and control these important mechanisms in our body. Now, I've been talking about some particular structures here that I want us to pay attention to, and today I'm going to talk about those in detail. So if we wanted to talk about this show and give it a title, it would be the microtubule system, and you micro, microtubule system, system, and you. Very, very important. Before I move on, I just want to let you know we have been talking about the different wavelengths of light, how the brain has matured over the last 50, 60 years to allow our awareness to interact with and to become comfortable with many of the different wavelengths of light over time, and that the 21st century offers us the opportunity to experience those wavelengths in a much more intense way and to be able to now align ourselves with frequencies of light that we have not really known much about and really believed that we didn't tolerate well. So So before I go on, I just want to let you know that you are listening to the Melanology Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and this fabulous show, I really love this show, is brought to you by the Jewel Network, Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living, devoted to broadcasting the science of life and living. So you probably want to get yourself a pad and pencil. We have some very interesting things you want to talk about at the top of the hour once I give you a sort of introduction here to this system, the microtubule system. Microtubule system, very quiet, not much has been talked about it before. The scientists who are cellular biologists know about it, and we've looked at it, and we've injected dyes in it, and a lot of other things, taken photographs, but we haven't really said much to the general public about the microtubule system. We do know for a fact, though, that it is a cable system that is present in every cell. We do recognize that this cable system is actually present throughout the entire cell membrane. So it almost looks like it could be a skeletal system. That is, that it could literally be a means of support for each cell. Now, what's so interesting about it is that, yes, it is a protein. It is a what we call fibril type of protein, and it also, being a protein means that it has the capacity to conduct frequencies. That's one of the things that the proteins do. They conduct frequencies in many different forms. Now, I'm going to give you just shortly a little bit of information about the proteins, because this has been a real discussion in the world of nutrition and in health, like protein. Yes, we need it. The question is how much? Does it exacerbate with age? Well, what do all these proteins do? Well, what are the amino acids? And to really understand the importance of melanin, which, again, controls protein synthesis and utilization in the body. That's right. That biopolymer that sits right there on top of all your chromosomes and your genes, all covering the nucleus of your cell, also orchestrates and modulate the utilization of amino acids and protein synthesis. So let's just take a look here. We got to get the little basics on protein, because this microtubule system, this skeletal system, what we call cytoskeletal system of the cell, is made out of protein, fibrils made out of protein. And that's why it's such a great conductor of energy. And so it's going to be very important in this century that you awaken and totally activate this skeletal cable system of your cells that are going to allow you to be able to interact with, absorb, utilize, and dissipate the more intense but more faster-moving wavelengths of light. What are those wavelengths? Infrared, X-ray, gamma rays, cosmic rays, ultraviolet blue rays of light. Your cells have been designed to be able to interact healthfully to all of these faster-moving photons of light. You were not created to basically burn up, experience a skin cancer, and all of these other dire things that people think about when they're exposed to X-ray, ultraviolet light, gamma rays, cosmic rays. You're not supposed to be destroyed. But because the microtubule system of your cells were never activated, they are primarily dormant. When you're exposed to these higher, faster-moving frequencies of light, should I say faster-moving photons that have been classified as faster, more intensely penetrating wavelengths of light, because you have not been educated as to how to activate your innate cable system that would modulate, conduct, and then eliminate the excesses of these forms of light in your tissues, the light then becomes destructive. These frequencies of light, just like blood, have to remain in the channel. They have to remain in and be contained in an environment that can modulate with them but not interfere with them and dissipate them. It's just like your cable system to your TV. You just don't have the wires just laying loose all over the floor and all anywhere in the wall. They're covered. They have a sheet over them, a rubber sheet. Well, that's the same with the microtubule system. It has a celluloid covering, filamentous structures in the center, and they will conduct these higher frequencies of light if they are activated. But we have to move to the area of the brain where the circuit breaker box is and turn it on. And it's known, surprisingly, as the midbrain and prefrontal cortex, two main areas in both the right and the left hemisphere of the brain, cannot fully activate and balance the microtubule system without having input from the right and the left hemisphere of the brain. The neurochemistry from the right and left hemisphere of the brain is different. The type of electromagnetic transmission through the right and the left hemisphere of the brain are processed differently. Therefore, the neurons are slightly different, and they have different functions. So to have a healthy microtubule system that will allow you to interact with faster and more deeply penetrating rays of the electromagnetic spectrum, our sun requires that both hemispheres of the brain must be appropriately active and appropriately interactive, which is known as being balanced or hemisync. But before we go there, let me tell you a little bit about protein before I go to this fabulous, wonderful gift that we have now been able to acquire. So protein are without a doubt the most important and ubiquitous macromolecule, which means large, again, but not as large as the melanin biopolymer. It's a ubiquitous macromolecule in the cell. Their importance is implied by their name. Now, the name for the protein that we're so familiar with originates from the Greek word proteios, P-R-O-T-E-I-O-S, which means first place. Again, and most humans do not get that yet. They are still not getting that the most important food stuff, the most important nutrients that you must give yourself on a regular basis in a high quality is protein. Protein. And so when you see this huge assembly of minds that have decided that nutrition should be founded on X or Y or Z or X, Y, and Z or Z and Y and X and A and X and Y has caused a tremendous amount of ignorance, a tremendous amount of disease, and a tremendous amount of division in the civilized world where most people's diet now is inadequate. And because there's been so much emphasis on the study of diet, but not so much teaching to the general public literally is guided by the commercials that they hear on the radio and TV and see in their magazines and in their newspapers. You just have to be honest. It's not primarily based on very sound, basic science if it doesn't come from the newspapers or the magazines, the radio or the TV. But what is first, just by its name, first place, protein, derived from the word proteio, is protein. And as you know, proteins are the foundation for just about 80% of everything that goes on in the body. So whether we're talking about carbon dioxide, fixation, and certain reactions, such as in photosynthesis or oxygen transport in the blood, if we're talking about movement or motility by bacteria because they have a particular motile structure known as a flagellum, we are dealing with processes that depend critically on particular proteins which have particular and specific functions. Now, based on function, proteins fall into 9 major classes. Did you know that? There are 9 major classes that your proteins will be divided into by the body based on their function. Now listen to this. Many proteins are enzymes, which are serving as catalysts that greatly increase the rate of thousands of chemical reactions on which your life depends. Then we have structural proteins, which provide support and shape to the cells and organelles, giving cells their characteristic appearances. Now, microtubules are structural proteins, filamentous proteins, but they also have some other qualities. So, therefore, we've now dealt with enzymes, structural proteins. Then we have motility proteins, and these play a role in the contraction and movement of cells and their intercellular structures. Now, we don't have as much of that as bacteria and other single-cell organisms do. but we have protein number 3, a regulatory protein, very important. And it's responsible for control and coordination of cellular functions, ensuring that cellular activities are regulated to meet the cell needs. We have transport proteins, which are involved in the movement of other substances into and out of and within the cell. How about that? So this is like the bus line, okay, the train within the cell and between cells. We have hormonal proteins, which mediate communication between the cells and distant parts of an organism. We have our receptor proteins, which enable cells to respond to chemical stimuli from their environment. And then finally, we have our defensive proteins, which provide protection against disease. And then we have our storage proteins, which serve as reservoirs of amino acids. So I will repeat those again very quickly. We have our storage proteins, our defensive proteins, defense proteins. We have receptor proteins. We have hormonal proteins, transport proteins, regulatory proteins, motility proteins, hormonal proteins, structural proteins. So as I sit there and I look at this list of all of these proteins that the body needs, and we have to do something very simple. See, we don't even have to make all these proteins. The body will make them. It's necessary that the body has to do it because my structural proteins are slightly different than everybody else's because I have proteins that always make me and proteins that make you, which gives us our own particular frequency. Isn't that interesting? I mean, that is so amazing. So the point being here is that we only have to do one thing, is to give the body the basic building blocks for protein, which are amino acids. And there are, depends on some studies, 8 basic or 10 basic proteins. And if you give the body those 10 basic proteins, it will take upon itself to make the remaining 22 to 30 different types of amino acids needed from those 8 to 10 basic proteins. Now, again, you are listening to the Dr. Jewel Melanology Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and we've been talking today about the microtubule system. So at this rate, this is definitely going to be a discussion in a 2-week series because this ultrastructure of the cells of your body is very important at this time. And most people do not know much about the microtubule system, but you will. And you must continue to listen to the Jewel Network, please, for this knowledge so that you can walk in sunlight throughout the 21st century and not worry about whether you're going to have skin cancer or melanoma, et cetera. And this is very important for all of my listeners worldwide, whether you're in Russia, whether you're in Denmark, whether you're in Senegal or Sierra Leone. Everyone's melanin has the capacity to modulate constructively higher frequencies of light, gamma, X-ray, laser, infrared, ultraviolet, blue, cosmic waves, and your tissues not be destroyed when your microtubule system is active. Now, we have a fabulous gift that has come to us. This really reinforces with me how it is true that the times are here and the tools and the teachers have appeared. Now, many of you have had the opportunity to go to Egypt, and if you haven't gone to Egypt itself, you have been able to visit the museums where they have many of the stone icons and many beautiful pictures and stellars where they depict kings, queens, noble beings on these stellars in statuette form that look as though there was something that they were holding in their hand. So their hand is clasped, and there's an opening in the hand as though they were holding something. So was it a cane, or was it, you know, a particular rod or some type of instrument? And over time, it was discovered that they were actually rods. And the composition of the rods really wasn't understood. We really didn't understand what they did, et cetera, but there are a few of them on display. Well, the technology is so sophisticated on the Ask wands that have come back. Some of you may have already purchased from our e-store the AM wands. Those wands are filled with little crystals that take the cell back to its zero-point state. That is, all of the energies are brought to the focus of the cell, but that is a remnant of the ancient technology, but they have not devised them to do what is needed for us to be able to be on the surface of the earth in the 21st century. And so we have been able to recall that in Egypt and from the stellars, that the intensity of radiation 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years ago on planet Earth was quite intense. And these individuals, they didn't suffer from skin cancers, et cetera, and everyone wasn't heavily eumelanated in Egypt. You can see that on the walls, the hieroglyphs, the stellars. So therefore, how were they able to handle these intense bombardments of all of this electromagnetic energy? And they had a little tool known as the wand. And so that technology has returned to us. I am going to have with us, just in a couple of weeks, a wonderful craftsman, Mr. Ernest Nelson Homia. And he is from the continent, the mother continent. However, he resided in the United Kingdom for many, many years and has been able to rediscover the formulas for those rods and has recreated them. And this is a very, very important tool now because these rods deal with crystalline structure that conducts particular combinations of wavelengths of light, actually awaken and mature the microtubule system throughout the cells of the human body. Amazing, amazing. So that is like one component of this formula that will empower humanity to be able to be outside under the sun, our new intense environment, atmosphere, as we move deeper into the Van Allen belt, we will not be susceptible to the X-ray and the infrared and the ultraviolet light as we have been in the future, because these wands, when used appropriately, will actually help to develop and mature the microtubule system. These particular proteins that I've read about, structural proteins that will transmit and will modulate and conduct these frequencies of light. So as these rays go through the skin into the cells, immediately that energy will be picked up by the microtubule system, and the microtubule system will then just channel and transmit that energy throughout all the cells, et cetera, just like it's on a train track, just like an artery in a vein keeps the blood flowing where it should go. The microtubule system will do exactly the same thing. And then with the melanin in the cell, when the heat builds up, when the energy becomes too intense, the melanin will absorb the difference, transform it into heat, and dissipate it out of the body. And this is what happens now in regards to visual light so that we can stay healthy and our skin will not burn. And this is what will happen now when the melanin is fortified and allowed to work through its entire system, which was and is the microtubule system. So melanin, for most of us, has only been able to do part of its work because the microtubule system was not activated. So the rediscoverer of these awesome wands, the wands of Ma'at, Mr. Ernest Nelson Homia, Homia is how he pronounces it, a very interesting person. Now, he trained at the Regent College with Charles Stone, and he trained in advanced levels of what is known as TFT. Isn't that something? It stands for Thought Field Therapy. Now, how many of you are aware of Thought Field Therapy, TFT? So his master teacher, Mr. Charles Stone, was one of the first trainers in thought field therapy in the United Kingdom. He was licensed by the Callahan Technique. And so our Ernest Nelson Homia is also a member of the Association of Thought Field Therapists. Now, the thought field therapists in the United Kingdom, they're so powerful, they've come together and formed a body known as the British Thought Field Therapy Association. and they are also recognized in the UK by the National Health Association. So these are licensed, standardized practitioners that are able to do what? Now, I think this is interesting, and this would be something that probably will help a lot of people in America. Now, thought field therapy, TFT, is a new technology for the rapid relief of all kinds of emotional distress. It works rather like acupuncture by stimulating the body's energy meridians. Now, see, we're back there again, energy meridians, microtubule system, and it stimulates the energy meridians to resolve problems with the body's emotional control system. Now, when I read these parts of his bio, I was like, well, that would make sense, that if this person was able to grow a brain to create neurons communicating in such a way where now he was able to really establish thorough connections with the right hemisphere of the brain, that is what deals primarily with our emotional states in the midbrain, that, yes, a systematic way of being able to do this could definitely help many, many individuals deal with out-of-control emotional states. First ones I'm thinking about, addiction, okay? Obsession, fears in any form, amazing. And so this gentleman, in conquering this within himself, was able to recall the ancient formulas for these wands so that we would have them again today for these times as we move deeper into the Van Allen belt, experiencing intense quantities of electromagnetic specific wavelengths that we have never experienced before. So just like with the advent of the TV set, we were able to mature our brains and create the little black box that was able to capture the TV waves. TV waves have been here forever, and people didn't know it because their brain had not matured enough where that portion of the brain that could literally capture and process TV waves was not mature. So therefore, with the reflection of the maturity of our part of that part of the brain by being able to create an exteriorization of how this area of our brain works, known as the television, we are now comfortable with TV waves. And even though we only see them through our TVs, we know that they exist, and we don't doubt that anymore. Well, guess what? There are realities that are also available to us in being able to now grow a brain that is comfortable with ultraviolet blue, comfortable with infrared, comfortable with X-ray, comfortable with tetrahertz. We now are being asked to grow these areas of the brain so that we can interact with all of these different frequencies of our electromagnetic spectrum now in the 21st century. That's what's happening. And the microtubule system is very, very important to have activated in every cell of your body so that none of your cells are destroyed due to this intense exposure to much more of the electromagnetic spectrum. Mr. Ernest is going to be with us in just a couple of weeks. I'm so pleased with that because I want you to really understand the technology that he's rediscovered. And it is available to you, which is great. You can visit our website at the Jewel Network, as usual, www.thejewelnetwork.com, to find out more about that. But when he comes and talks to you in detail, he's such a delightful gentleman. It's so crucial that you would have this tool available to you now. So I'm telling you that these wands of Ma'at, these rods of Ma'at, as they're called, are going to be like your toothbrush to you. So it's just like how personal and intimate your toothbrush is, or you always like to have your same old toothbrush. You know, it's just really close to you. When you begin to use these rods, they will be as intimate and close to you when you are able to hold them in your hand and see how the energy changes in your body and how the tissue responds to them. Amazing, amazing. Are you getting enough protein in your diet? And what I'm really asking is, are you digesting enough protein to ensure that the basic 8 or 10, we'll just say 10, amino acids that the body needs to make all of these different 9 types of proteins are available to you? That is what is most important. The bad diets, if they cause protein deficiencies, these individuals would duly suffer at this time because the body has to have those proteins to ensure that all of these different functional activities are present in the cell, and that the microtubule system, which is made out of protein itself, the structural proteins are ample enough so that as you begin to amp them up by activating the circuit breaker box, which is in the brain, in the midbrain, you will be able to absorb and handle these exceptional energies. So let's go through these types of proteins again. We have the enzymatic proteins. They are, for example, digestive enzymes which catalyze the hydrolysis of the macromolecules in your food. Our structural proteins, again, they support the cellular structure, for example, collagen in your face, the elastin, the fibrous framework in the connective tissue, the keratin in your hair and your nails, also in lower animals that have horns and feathers, the keratin, and also within the skin. Our structural proteins, and of course, our cytoskeleton, known as the microtubule system. You have motility proteins for the lower animals. You have the regulatory proteins, very important. DNA binding proteins here. These proteins are important because of a process known as transcription factors, where the genes actually open themselves up. The information is copied. Just like we go to the library, we see something in a book. We go to the Xerox machine, the copy machine, make a copy, put the book back on the shelf, and then we leave with the information. That is the exact same process that happens in your cell. The gene, which is the library, opens up. You have something known as transfer RNA, actually basically copies it. mRNA then is left out, is made, and the gene closes up, and then the mRNA, messenger RNA, or DNA rather, goes in to the organelles of the cells and tells the cells, again, what their instruction is and how they're supposed to function. Very, very important, these structural proteins, our regulatory proteins, the transport proteins to make sure that the nutrients, the calcium, magnesium, the zinc, the iron, all of these things get to where they need to go. These are like your transport trucks, the trains that get the information, the products from one point to another. Your hormonal proteins, which are communicating between cells that are very far apart. An example of that is the insulin that's secreted by the pancreas that now deals with regulating all the cells in the body as to their carbohydrate, sugar uptake, and processing. You have your receptor protein, responsible for cells for their chemical stimuli, receptors in the membrane of the nerves, to detect chemical signals, not only from other nerves, but also from the bloodstream. You have defense proteins that protect against disease. Guess what? These are your antibodies that circulate through the bloodstream, and then you have your storage proteins. And these are storage of amino acids so that when the body needs to build any one or all of these types of proteins, it can go to the storage and get some amino acids, replicate them in the proper way, and build your protein. You have to remember that the building blocks of proteins are amino acids. All the amino acids needed are the same, but how those amino acids are organized in your body is specific for you, and each one has our own unique way of organizing our amino acids to produce all of these nine types of proteins. However, they still have our specific signature on them. So my regulatory proteins are very similar to yours, but they have a little twist on them in that they have my little amino acid signature. And yours will have yours on this. Our bodies are able to do that. So with that said, we now know that we have a cable system in our cells that is modulated by the melanin biopolymer. And this structural cable system allows us to be able to handle a greater variety of wavelengths of the electromagnetic spectrum, gamma rays, radiation. You have to understand how profound this is. The scientists say we discovered radium, Miss Madame Curie. Her microtubule system was undeveloped when she discovered this element. And her interacting with it, with an undeveloped microtubule system, caused her cells to dysfunction. The nuclei mutated, then the cell function changed, and she was diagnosed with what is now known today as cancer. And it was alleged that it was her exposure to the radium that cause this mutation of her cells and this abnormal growth of these cells throughout her body. Now, we no longer have to be subjected to feeling that radio, X-ray, ultraviolet rays, et cetera, will cause harm to our tissue, because now you know that all you have to do is activate your microtubule system, the cable system within every cell that will modulate and transport these energies appropriately throughout the cells of your body, you can interact with these higher frequencies of light. Madame Curie didn't have that information. You have it now. And there's just some basic things that you have to do. First of all, be aware that you are built to last and that you have this structure already within every cell of your body. It's just dormant. You have to turn it on. Two, that to begin to turn it on, we have discovered one tool that will do that, and those are the Raz and Ma'at. Let me just share with you precisely what these are. The Raz and Ma'at are an ancient and modern-day highly technological tool which stimulates and modulates the body's electromagnetic field to equalize, enhance, and empower the cells of every tissue in the body as well as the microtubule system of the cell itself. It also enhances the function of the genes and chromosomes within the cells of the human body. Now, this simple and easy-to-use tool will normalize and enhance all of the energy systems throughout the human body. When used daily, the Raz and Ma'at will allow you to experience total rejuvenation and enhanced energy levels in your body. That's awesome. And that is what all of these ancient people did. Being on the Nile Valley, in the desert, under intense sun, they used their wands. And so, therefore, they did not succumb to melanomas and cancers and all these different skin dysfunctional diseases. And again, all the Egyptians were not eumelanated. They were pheomelanated. We even have seen on the hieroglyphs that they were melanin recessive also. But everyone had their microtubule system activated. And so this is something that must be done, very important. And we have 2 years to work on this before things really get intense, 2012. So, again, visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com, and check it out. The Raz and Ma'at, the formulas were rediscovered by Mr. Ernest Nelson Homaya, and he will be here with us in a few weeks to talk about that. And so this is the gift that the UK is bringing forth to the world to allow us to get ready for the intense sunshine promised to us for the last 10,000 years by all of these icons in 2012-2013. You're listening to the Jewel Network. You tuned into the Melanology Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and I just want to say welcome. We've been talking about the importance of protein, that there are 9 major proteins that the body is responsible for, that all of the major reactions in the body occur through protein activity, and that it is a must that you have to be able to eat the basic 10 amino acids, which are the building blocks for any protein, and the body will then synthesize the proteins needed from those amino acids to do all of this very, very important work. Now, why are we talking about proteins here? And this is a Melanology Show, because melanin modulates protein synthesis as well as it modulates the electromagnetic energy moving through the structural protein synthesis structure known as the microtubule system. Your cable system to modulate all of these different frequencies of light is known as the microtubule system, and the microtubular system is composed of filaments of structural proteins. That's why the protein understanding is so important, because that is the foundation and the building block of the microtubule. So with that, because we're going to then go into more detail about these microtubules next week relative to the energy that they have been structured to carry. You should see them. I mean, microscopically, they look just like your cable, coaxial cable. It's amazing. They look just like a cable system running throughout the cell membrane of your cell. And when these microtubules can capture the light of various frequencies. It doesn't matter. You have a filament for each of the main wavelengths of light. You have to remember that visual light is just one wavelength. You have infrared, you have hertz, you have ultraviolet, you have gamma ray, x-ray, cosmic ray. You have a filament for all of these waves. So they do not have to be dangerous for you if you would activate your microtubule system. This is the key. And one of the main factors that is now available are the rods of Ma'at. And we're going to talk about that in more detail also. So you got to get the brain balance, get your wand, balance the brain every day, and you're home free. It's easy. Just requires discipline and focus. Okay. Wow. I just want to say thank you so much, and tune in tomorrow for The Mind of a Scientist. We love that music. And tune in on Monday for the Dr. Jewel Show, because master craftsman Mr. Ernest Nelson Homia will be here with me, the Rods of Ma'at, and we'll talk more about the brain and the Rods of Ma'at, the microtubule system, and melanin. So love you all so much. Bye.
We are certain you now have many things to contemplate and hope that you enjoyed the presentation. We appreciate your donation and encourage you to visit www.thejewelnetwork.com for any additional information, products, and program registrations.